Okay. I don't think I brought the shulchan. All right, we'll go with my notes. So we left off in that. That's all right. If I need it, I'll let you know, or I'll make you read. We left off in that Ramah. We were discussing what happens if a woman doesn't have siktara, but ura yom gadol, when the sun is still shining, but it's after Kabbalah Shabbos. It's after the tzibur was mekabel Shabbos. So this is a fascinating discussion about Tosefes Shabbos in general, and this is one of the applications of that discussion. So, right. So let's just chazar. What did the Rama say? Yesh omrim im ispalu akal arvis va'od hayom gadol ein yichol livdok az lilbosh levanim lahask limnos miyom ha'machras me'achshar kal kvaros v'asulayla. Once the tzibur has been mekabel Shabbos, it's already the next day. Too late for hafsek tara. But v'yesh omrim demutar afilu asu akal Shabbos menogin lechatchilu lizor b'diavad ein lachush. But some say that it's still okay, even though the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos. Lechatchilu, we try to be careful about this, but b'diavad ein lachush. And the shach and sivkat and dalid brings a raya lahakel from Tosus and Ksubas daf mem zayin and. From Matzah, Pesach, Sukkah. Well, so what happened to Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Mem Zayin? What's the Raya Lahakel? So the Raya, again, his Raya is going to try to be that you're allowed to do the Hefsek Tara after Tzeis HaKochavim. So a little bit of background before we get to the Tosfos in the Seches Ksubas. The Gra over here, you have the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Bir Gra say on that Ramah? So he quotes two Tosfos, right? What does the Gra say? Okay, get it correct. Is that it? Anyone got it? No?
Yeah,
Tosin Ksubis. Yeah, and? Psachim. And Psachim Tzadi Tess, yeah? So Grah quotes two Tosin. It's fascinating because those two Tosin disagree with each other. Meaning, if the Grah is doing his job the way he normally does it, right, those would have been two separate letters in the Bira Grah. Rav Asher Weiss deals with this in his piece on Tosefes Shabbos and Hilchos Asher and Shemos, like why the Gra did that, because those two Tosin actually disagree with each other fundamentally about what Tosefes Shabbos is. So what's the case in Ksubas? So if I recall correctly, I forgot to print out the actual Tosefes in Ksubas here, or put it in my notes, but if I recall correctly, the Tosefes in Ksubas discusses the following case. It talks about the ability of a father to give his daughter over for kiddushin, which means he's giving over her maisi yadayim. And what if he have a father? I forget the exact case, but somehow he himself is not entitled to the maisi yadayim, and yet he's still able to be. How could he possibly give over a right that he doesn't have? So Tosfos discusses the possibility that he's giving her over for kiddushin at a time when she doesn't have any ma'aseh yadayim, she doesn't do any work, Shabbos and Yantiv. So what's the obvious kasha on that? So Tosfos, Shabbos and Yantiv. Can't be Mekadesh Nisha and Shabbos and Yantiv. Sugi and Moed Katan discusses Ein Marvin Simcha V'Simcha. One of the reasons it can't be Mekadesh Nisha and Chol HaMoed is Ein Marvin Simcha V'Simcha. So what does it mean Shabbos and Yantiv? So what does Tosfos answer? Zman Tosefes. And Zman Tosefes. That there's no more malacha that can be done during Zman Tosefes, so there's no Maisi Adayim during the Zman Tosefes. Leaving out all the details of Kiddushin and Maisi Adayim and what that means, what's Tosos assuming? That during the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos, you can do Kiddushin, but you can't do malacha. Manoshech. Is it Shabbos or is it not Shabbos? If it's Shabbos, you should be able to do everything. You should be able to do nothing, rather. Not Kiddushin and not Malacha. And if it's not Shabbos, you should be able to do everything. You should be able to do Kiddushin and do Malacha. Elamai, what do you see from Tosfos and Ksubas? Tosefes Shabbos is a din in refraining from Malacha. But it doesn't actually make it the next day. We don't have that kind of koach to turn it into the next day. There's a din that you could daven early. There's a din that you can refrain from malacha, but that you have to refrain from malacha once you're mekabel Shabbos. But that's it. Tosfos and Psachim and Tzadi Tess really says the other way. Tosfos and Psachim, again, I forgot to print out the text of the Tosfos. Tosfos and Psachim Daf Tzadi Tess talks about how you could... Ah, I do have it. Oh, look at that. I have both of them. I didn't realize. I put them in my notes. Okay. Tosfos Pesachim says as follows. Va'omer arimi korvil. Digabe matza dafka bi'inan atshtach shach. The first mission, the 10th paragraph of Pesachim says that an Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to lo'yochol ad matshtach shach. Right? Min ha'mincha l'maylo, you're not supposed to eat until tach shach. So says Marimi Korvil, says Marik, digabe matza dafka bi'inan atshtach shach. Why do you have to wait atshtach shach? Says Tosfos, why don't you just wait until from a Kabbal Shabbos, from a Kabbal Yantiv? Right? You can always be Mosif, Mechol al HaKodesh. Well, you have to wait until Tachshach. He says, no, it's a din matzah. Ketan b'tosefta, Pesach, matzah, umorar, mitzvah, and misha Tachshach. Because the mitzvah, Pesach, matzah, umorar, is misha Tachshach. Why? V'tayim ha-duchsiv, v'achlas ha-basar, b'layla hazeh, that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten dafka b'layla, umatzah, umorar, is k'shul ha-Pesach. And matzah and maror are linked to Pesach. So there's a special din in the dinim of achila on the night of the Seder that they have to dafka be done at night. Aval su'udas Shabbos v'yom tovim matzi achilu mibod yom. But su'udas Shabbos in yom tovim you could even eat before it gets dark out. Well, why could you eat su'udas Shabbos in yom tovim before it gets dark out? How do you know that you could eat su'udas Shabbos in yom tovim before it gets dark? Is there a Gemara that says that? Says Tosis, yeah. The Gemara in Brachos, Tav Chav Zayin and Beis. What does the Gemara say? Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos, V'amur Kiddush Hayom, Yibod Yom. They could daven Marv and say Kiddush early. It must mean they could have Suda Shabbos early. What assumption is Tosfos making? That because the Gemara says that you can say Kiddush early, it must mean that you're allowed to have the Suda Shabbos early. Because Tosfos is assuming that if you're allowed to say Kiddush early, it must mean that you start Shabbos, and that it actually becomes Shabbos. So Tosfos seems to be working with the assumption, in Maseches Pesachim, they can actually start Shabbos. And therefore, if there's one thing about Shabbos that starts early, then everything about Shabbos has to start early. Because it's either Shabbos or it's not. But Tosfos Maseches Ksuvos, on Daf Mem Zayin, says, no, it's only from Malacha. Right? Tosfos says, on the Gemara's comment that the Masala B'Shabbosos V'Yom Tovim, so it says, I might cut them chesam in base, the samachta bechagech of lo beishtacha, ain't no sinosh mechol shamoid, ain't marvin simcha besimcha. It's a drasha gemuri, it's a dindor raisa. So he says, Ekel Mamer, the hachai risha achas lefne yom tov shu, ki yom tov linin malacha. It's a tosefet dor raisa, u betel lebo sushah min amalacha. That as far as malacha is concerned, there's a din tosefet. Not as far, it doesn't mean as far as everything else. As far as everything else, there's no din of Tosefos. So the Pashtus is that that's a machlokas between Tosos and Tosos. The Bir Agra in Sivkot Vav proves that it's not the next day from Tosos and Ksubis and from Brachos Chavzayin, right? Because why does it have to ask whether you can make Kiddush early? It must be that it is at night. But, right, meaning the Gemara in Maseches Brachos says, you know, Rav Soli Shal Shabbos Be'er of Shabbos, Kiddush Lo V'Yom or Lo Kiddush Lo V'Yom? Did he say Kiddush or did he not say Kiddush? Oh, okay, tells him, Sachem says, and it says over there that he said Kiddush, so it must be everything starts early. But the Gemara was Mesubuk about it. So the Bir Agra points out, why is the Gemara even Mesubuk about it? It must be, says the Bir Agra, that it's not really the next day, and therefore Yesh Ladun, that you have to be done on each prat. Question? Yeah.
What does Tosek Subis do with
all the Gemara Brachos said, what?
How can you make Kiddush early if it's still not a good...
Ah, so good. So what does Tosfos do with the Gemara Brachos? So what is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush? Right? Is Kiddush a din that you have to do on Shabbos? Right? Meaning that it's a mitzvah to, when Shabbos comes, to acknowledge its Kedusha, which you know, is something that we do have sometimes. That even though something is Kadosh anyway, we have a mitzvah to acknowledge its Kedusha, Meiser Behema. Right? The animal comes out 10th, it's going to be Meiser. But we have a mitzvah to acknowledge its Kedusha, to call it to Kadosh. Or, like the Rambam says, you know, in fact, it's a raya against us, because the next line of the Gemara says that he was Tzoli Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. He davened Motzoi Shabbos Tefillah early.
It's only in case when the clouds are open and they're orange shirt.
That when the Zahid, that the Gemara's maskana, that is, you're only allowed to do that if they weren't sure.
That was only because it was cloudy, we weren't sure.
No, but then they didn't daven again, right? Meaning that it counts.
It counts, but they didn't. Yeah.
So Yeah, how could it? So the Sheet of Ram seems to be that Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho is a din that you're supposed to bookend Shabbos, right? The Rambam says that Yitzei Havdalah is a fulfillment of Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho also. So Havdalah is not on Shabbos, it's after Shabbos. So maybe Kiddush could be done before Shabbos. I mean, the point is, you should bookend Shabbos with before Shabbos and after Shabbos, saying some Dibrei Kedusha. So that if you say that Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho only means Kiddush and doesn't mean Havdalah, so then I understand it's a din in Shabbos. But if you say that it means Kiddush and Havdalah, like the Rambam says, so then it could be that it's a din that you're supposed to do a little bit before and a little bit after Shabbos, just to provide bookends to Shabbos. So there are a number of applications of this fundamental machlokas, of just like how things work. First of all, our Ramah, the 2 days in the Ramah, Yesh Omrim and Yesh Omrim. So we know he's talking about the Mar Makomos we saw yesterday with the Chumash Kadesh, but it's also a reflection of those 2 days in Tosfos. Another application is the Shita Samarshal quoted by the Taz in Tafresh Samaches. The Taz in Tafresh Samaches quotes probably, top two or three most famous Marshals. Kazav Rashal B'tshuva Simen Samaches. Shara hago b'shem marav tevil, shelo haya ochel b'knisas yom shmini atzeres ad alayla. That he saw, the marshal saw, that someone was knowing not to eat on shmini atzeres night until layla. Why? Why would you not eat shmini atzeres night until layla? Because shmini atzeres night provides you with a unique challenge. The halacha is that for 7 days you're supposed to sit in sukkah. Once shmini atzeres comes, in Eretz Yisrael, you're no longer supposed to sit in sukkah. And in chutz la'aretz, you sit in sukkah but no bracha. So what do you do if you've been mekabel Shmini Atzeres early? You've been mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, but it's still light outside. So what is it? Is it Hoshana Rabbah or is it Shmini Atzeres? So let's assume in Chutz La'aretz, right? So either way, you'd sit in Sukkah, but if it's Hoshana Rabbah, it's with a bracha. If it's Shmini Atzeres, it's without a bracha. So what do you do? So Rav Tevel would not eat until Laila, and that's our minhag, by the way. That we wait until most of the time you have a shir and shul or something to Minchah Ma'ariv to make sure that no one gets home before Tzeis HaKuchavim. Dim Kena, Yitzorik Lavarich Leishav Asukah, Kim Dada in Yomu. The Kaz Rashal Rayel is a Machos Pikos Leishav Asukah, Dim Lo Yomrosa, Ze Ein Rotwin. The Lama Yigarma Birchasa Mechuyavis, Nisha Brach Sein Machos, Haim Diyavet. And the Marshal says, and that makes a lot of sense. Why should we lose out on a bracha that we might be chayiv in it? And he says, not to say it, Avon Gadolu. And then he says, here's the line. The Ein Lomar. The kivan, the mosif mechal ala kodesh, imkain over ayom. That if you're mosif mechal ala kodesh, don't worry, Hoshana Rabbah is over. You already started shmini atzeres. No, ze eino nihi de mosif in pitfila keda ashkan rav tzali shal shabbos barav shabbos avalo lasos laila shari kriyash mishal avis haya omer b'shaito. Right, kriyash mishal avis, he would say after dark. So there's no way he's making the day start earlier. If he did, then he would even be able to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis at that time. Mishum hachi ein roi lispar omer b'lal Shabbos archa kiddush ad layla. Kasher ksafti b'tshuva simen yom gimel. And he says, and that's why I think Sfiras HaOmer, you have to be careful to wait until it's mamish tseis ha-kochavim. Fine. Then the Taz has what to say about this marshal. It's a long Taz, I'm not finding everything here. But I believe that the Taz writes, so this Rav Tevel would say, not to eat ad halayla, and Marshal was on board with that, right? So not to eat ad halayla because it's going to cause a terrible suffix. So the Taz has such an expression, again, it's a long passage here, but he says, Lama gozer ta'anis. Why is he gozer ta'anis in Shmini Atzeres? Meaning he's making a din that you're not allowed to eat. Meimanosh, see the Shmini Atzeres, so Shana Rabbah, and he's being gozer ta'anis. So it's a little bit of a funny language because, like, the ta'anis lasts about an hour. You know, it's like so you can sit for 20 minutes in shul and listen to a drasha. It's not going to kill anyone. But what the Taz is saying is he doesn't understand why this is at all necessary. So the Marshal assumes that it's not night, so you can't eat because you have a bracha issue. And the Taz assumes that, no, the day starts, and therefore, you sit in sukkah, you don't say a bracha. So, right, here's the Lashon of the Taz. It says, Af divrei Rav Rashal, Eilu divrei Rav Rashal, Ve'af she'ein meshiv na'ari la'achar moso, Ve'kal v'chomer b'shul kamoni, so he starts off soft, Mikal makom, achav adaiti, she'divrei Rav mo'o t'muin, Ve'ein adas shel anias daiti sovlan. I can't understand what he's talking about. The lama gozer tainis bechinam. Mishas knisa shmini atzeres shmi beod yom. V'u hechrich the tosefes mechol al kodesh udaraisa. He says, what, he doesn't really believe in being Muslim Mechol HaKadosh? I believe in it, says the Taz. What are they arguing about? The Taz is saying that being Muslim Mechol HaKadosh is real. That it actually turns it into the next day. The Marshal says, nah, it doesn't really turn it into the next day. The other Nafkamin, there are several Nafkamin. There's another case where this Machlokas rears its head again, is the Taz in Or Chaim Sim Reish Sadi Aleph, Sivkat and Vav. The Taz says, the Marshal, he quotes Marshal, that you should have your Suda Shabbos only at night. And the Taz says, nah, you can eat early. You have to make sure that you have the Gemara Suda has to be at Laila. It has to be at nighttime because if you want to be Yotzi Suda Shabbos, you have to eat something at night. And the Marshal had such a minute that he would only eat Lel Shabbos after nightfall. And he wasn't a chassid that wouldn't eat between 6 and 7 p.m. or whatever, right? We don't, but he wouldn't eat until after nightfall. So says the Taz, I don't care what the big deal is, just have your Suda early. So you make Shabbos a Plaga Mincha, it's Shabbos. And if it's Shabbos, you can have your Suda. By the way, what is Mishabur Paskin on that? Mishabur says to be Machmiti Gazais, have to say. And you should try to be Machni for the Sheet of the Marshal, that you have to eat something later on. Yeah, but Gazais of your Suda, Gazais of Lachim, you should eat after it says. So it's sometimes very difficult because we're very frum and we don't like to make a tarti disaster Shabbos. So we try to make Shabbos a plug. But let's say you don't have a company for the Friday night meal, so it's not this super long, stretched out meal, and sometimes you finish the meal way before Seis HaKochavim. So it's challenging. You got to keep the meal going so that after Seis HaKochavim you can still have a Kazayas of Lechem. Maybe you could be Mekel on exactly what's considered Seis HaKochavim because the whole thing is only a Chumah to be Machmir for the Sheet of the Marshal. But that's this machlokas. It comes out, Gabe. The Hefzikara after. So again, Marshal says that being Makabel Shabbos early doesn't help. Yeah, I don't know, is that we, yeah? The Shach close to the Marshal?
But if you look,
Another ramification of this is Shavuos, as we saw in the Taz. Taz in Tav Tzadi Dalet says, Ma'achron nachaschil arvis b'knisa Shavuos, k'dei shu yimei asfira t'mimos. Now you can't daven Mariv on Shavuos night until it's after Seis HaKochavim, because the days of Sfira need to be t'mimos. So you can't cut a day of Sfira short. This is Taz l'shitaso, because the Taz holds that if you're Muslim Mechol HaKodesh, you're actually cutting the day short, meaning you're starting the next day. And therefore, your days of Sfira are not Tamimos. Marshal would say, do whatever you want. You start your Shabbos, your Shavuos early, and that's fine. It's not compromising the Tamimos. The days are still complete. You're just being noig in Isra Malacha, like Taisin Ksubis. You're being noig in Isra Malacha. But the Taz holds, Lushitaso, that it actually would prematurely end the Sfira period. The Rush in Pesachim, in the 10th paragraph of Pesachim, Simon Beis, assumes like the Marshal, the carbon sinal points out in those bays, that the day doesn't start early, so Tamimos will not be compromised by making Shavuos early, as the carbon sinal points out in the Das Harash. What happens if a person, this happens all the time, a person forgot Sfira Thursday night, and then they remember after they made Shabbos, but it's still Oda Yom Gadol, right? It's still light outside of Friday. Every single year I get the Shaila. So there's going to be a shadow you're going to be asked one time, or will ask someone one time. So if like the Taz, no, if you say like the Taz, then what? Yeah, it's too late. It's already Shabbos. The problem is that the Taz in Tafresh Samaches says not to count Friday night's count after you make Shabbos before night, meaning not to count Friday night's view. what do you mean? What's your problem? It's really, and if it's like the Marshal, then Lechora, you can still count because you haven't really done anything. Two more nafkaminas over here, two more ramifications of this machlokas. There's a fascinating passage in Kilyone Ashas in Yuma Pe'alf and Beis. Rav Yosef Engel is not sure. Let's say you have a day that has Shtei Kedushas. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, right? So there's Shtei Kedushas. So there's a din of being most in the Cholol Kodesh. Rambam only quotes the Sabbath by Yom Kippur, and doesn't even quote it by Shabbos and Yom Tiv, right? There's a din of being most in the Cholol Kodesh by Shabbos, and then being most in the Cholol Kodesh by Yom Kippur. Can a person be most in the Cholol Kodesh for one and not the other? Can you pick your Kedusha, which one you want to be most of? Mechal al HaKodesh. So says Rav Yosef Engel, Akati Yikulis Fuke, Piyom Sheesh Bo Beis Kedushos, Im Yochol Lekabel Achas Levad, Kigon Yom Tov Shechal Yos Beshabes, Shei Kabel Av Tosef Yom Tov Levad, Yom Mutter Bo Tosef Zahu, Bumlech Sochal Nefesh. Wow. You want to keep cooking, and it's Friday afternoon, but you want to start your Shabbos meal early. You want to have meal early. So here's what you're going to do. You want to daven early in a hotel program or whatever. Right? So what are they going to do? They'll be Mekabel Yontif early, and they'll daven and whatever. But, as far as Shabbos, not being Mekabel Shabbos yet, so the people in the kitchen could still cook. So is that allowed? So he says, U'b'cholam sheli herachti b'zeh ma'od. He says, I have a longer passage about this. V'kosafti shom raya, de'ein yachal chalik. He says, I have a great raya that you can't split the two kedushos. Why? He says, what happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? So you have a mitzvah, Suda Shabbos. Ah, but you can't at Yom Kippur. Not necessarily. You can make it Shabbos without making it Yom Kippur, and you can be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So you should have to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos with a kiddush and everything. And that way, you'll fulfill the Shabbos without compromising Yom Kippurim. Just be Mekabel to Sabbath Shabbos, not to Sabbath Yom Kippurim. So says Rav Yosef Engel. Why don't we suggest that? Must be that you can't be Mekabel one Kedusha without the other. The Ein Lomar, the Kima Diev Shalech Lasuda Beguf Hayom, Gamat Vosefes Eino Kiyom Atzmo, Legabe Dover, Shiev Shalias Beguf Hayom, Dezelo Mestaver Lechor. No, I didn't think that was so not Mestaver. He says, and don't tell me that there can't be a mitzvah through the Shabbos during the Zman Tosefes when you can't eat during Shabbos itself. Meaning maybe Zman Tosefes is just that. Meaning you take whatever Shabbos is and you extend it. And if Shabbos itself you can't eat, well then you can't extend it and then be Yotzei the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to extend. There's no mitzvah to eat on Shabbos itself. So there's no mitzvah to extend. He says, that's ridiculous. I don't know why it's so ridiculous. I think that makes a lot of sense. I don't know. So he says why it's ridiculous. He says because there is a mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. It just happens to be that the Issur Karis of eating Yom Kippur overrides it. So nafka mina would be, the Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakana, he's got to eat, so he's got to fulfill Suda Shabbos. The Kiddush and everything. That's its own topic. That's also a good topic, but not for now. So Rav Yosef Engel, again, not sure if two Kedushas on the same day, can you accept one without the other? So he says, it must be that you can't, because when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you should have to eat Shabbos meal during the Tosef Shabbos, not be Mekabel Yom Kippur yet. According to the Marshal, you can't fulfill Suda Shabbos during the Zman Tosef anyway. So the whole Raya falls away. The Raya doesn't make any sense, according to the Marshal. You can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah Suda during that time. According to the Taz, since it's literally the next day, the Raya also doesn't make sense. Because of course, according to the well, not that the Raya doesn't make sense, but it's obvious that if it literally becomes the next day, so there's no way you can parse out Shabbos from Yom Kippur. If you're making it the next day, it's the next day for everything. You can't eat because it's Yom Kippur. So the question would remain, according to the Marshal, if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, can you accept Yom Tov without Shabbos? Right? So that might relate to the two reasons for Sudas Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. We'll go, not for now. So that's another nafkamina, a final nafkamina, and then we'll get back to Nida. The Seder night, Shechta loves to quote this. This is in Eretz Tzvi. Magen Avram Tafayin Bezalv. Why is it that you have to say Kiddush on the Seder night? That's another night. They have Shirim in Shul between Milcha Mariv. You know, the rabbis usually exhausted, so you get some bacher to be the karban. You know, and so they have Shirim in Shul, and you know, to kill time. And to learn Torah, but you know, to make sure that you don't. That, so why are we killing time? We want to make sure that the Kiddush doesn't happen until Tzeisah Kochavim. So the Magen Avraham says, why is it so important? He says the Koshal Kiddush who Echad Mi'arba Kosos V'Kulin Shicham Liyos Belayla, because the Koshal Kiddush is one of the four Kosos, and the Dalit Kosos all need to be Belayla. So all the mitzvahs Halayla need to be Belayla. You have to make Kiddush after Tzeis, because Dalit Kos is also Mitzvah Laila. Meaning, Tos is already quoted, we saw that the Torah tells us Karban Pesach has to be Belaila. Tos already says, and the Pesach Zal Matzah is Mor Miyachlu Uso, Matzah and Maror also have to be Dafka Belaila. So says the Magen Avraham, Mistama, that means all the Mitzvahs Halayla have to be Dafka Belaila. That, like Tos says in Mesech Pesachim, that the mitzvahs of Pesach are different. They all have to be Belaila. So that's why the Kiddush has to be Belaila. The Taz has a different reason, though. The Taz writes, Ad shetechshach, dematz yudum yudum Pesach tichsev al-matzim ram yachluhu. Va-Pesach yudum yachal al-Belaila. He says, one thing I know is matzah for sure has to be at night, because matzah is compared to Pesach, and Pesach has to be at night. So you then expect him to say, and Kiddush, Dalakosos, it's also one of the mitzvahs Halayla. No, he says, I'll tell you why you have to say Kiddush. Not because it's one of the mitzvahs Halayla. Va'kiddush tzorich shiyya b'shas ru'uya l'matzah. The Kiddush has to be at a time where you could potentially eat matzah. Meaning, that's a din in Kiddush Makom Suda. Can't have Kiddush Makom Suda if you're not the Suda's Halayla, this is Rav Shachtman points out in Eretz Tzvi, the Suda's Halayla of the night of the Seder, according to many Rishonim at least, is defined by the Mitzvah's Halayla. Right? You have 2 days in Rishonim. How many matzahs you have on the night of the Seder? You need Lechem Mishnah, but you also need Lechem Oni, and Lechem Oni is Madar Kishalani Beprusa. You gotta have a broken matzah. So how many matzahs you have on the night of the Seder? So Machlokes Rishonim. Some say Lechem Mishnah plus a broken matzah. Two full ones plus a broken matzah. Other Rishonim say, no. One full one, one broken one. Well, what happens here, Lechem Mishnah? No, the night of the Seder, the Dinei Su'uda are defined by the Mitzvah Salayla. The Mitzvah Salayla become the Su'uda Salayla. It becomes the Su'uda for that night. Rav Shechter's comment become enough to mean is about that particular idea. So part of the din is, matzah is the su'uda. So Kiddush Makom Suda would demand that you make the Kiddush at a time that you could possibly be yotzei the su'uda. And then the Taz quotes, Kosav Maralmi Prague, Bekol Erev Shabbos Yom Tov Shemos Mechol HaKodesh, Al Kol Parim Tzorek Shetia Gemara Su'uda Belayla, Tichsiv Tlasa Hayom, V'chada Belayla Midah Raisa, Ukshemafsik Me'achilasa Kodem Chashecha, Lo Yatsa. That sheet that we mentioned before, that you need to eat at night. Normally, we only require they have a kezias of food belayla. But says the Taz, on the night of the Seder, your kiddush has to be belayla. V'nir liatam, ta mitzvah sachilas matzah, hi bechlal ha-kiddush, u'bishvila bo ha-kiddush. You have to say kiddush after say, so it could be the same time as matzah. Kiddush Makom Suda. So this is Taz L'Shitaso. To have Kiddush Makom Suda, you have to make Kiddush in a time that you can eat the meal. The Gemara says you can make Kiddush early on Shabbos. So what would the Taz assume? If you can make Kiddush early, that's the Ferish in the Gemara, Brach, you can make Kiddush early on Shabbos. And therefore, according to the Taz, what does that mean? By definition, like Tosu said in Pesachim, that you can eat the Suda early on Shabbos. Because Kiddush Makom Suda. Right? That the two have to be connected to each other. So this works out as Taz L'Shitaso, even though it seems like the opposite, because normally on Shabbos it would make it that you're allowed to have the Suda early, but on Yantif, on Pesach rather, because there's that din that we know of the meal being at night, that means the Kiddush has to be at night also. Rav Shachter likes to say that the nafkamina between Magen Avraham and the Taz is what has to be Belayla. Is it the Dalit Kosos that has to be Belayla, or the Kiddush that has to be Belayla? Meaning, if it's Dalit Kosos, it has to be Belayla, so you just need to drink the wine Belayla. If it's Kiddush, it has to be Belayla, you have to say the words of Kiddush Belayla. So if, let's say, you are a very good chazan or a very bad chazan, but likes to show off your chazanos, so you say Kiddush for a half hour. So can you just time it that you finish the Kiddush in time for a Tzeisah Kochavim? So if you hold that the Kiddush has to be Belayla, no good. But if you hold that it's not, it's a mitzvah seyom, the Dalit Kosos, like Magen Avraham says, then the Chara would be good. Okay, those are the classic nafkaminas, in that Rav Zsolti has a nice write-up of, with all these marmakomas, pretty much, in Mishnas Yavetz. Okay, now going back to our Hefsek Tara. Is a Hefsek Tara requirement on a Doraisa reference? So we still have some time to learn some of those Nida. So we mentioned the other day, Tos HaRash quotes two opinions, whether it's a requirement on a Doraisa level. The Rambam, in Yisribiya, we pointed out, seems to be a Raya. Rabbi Sablowski goes through the whole Raya, how based on the Chiyuv Chatas, since a Zava Gadola brings a Chatas Ov, if she's Musubuk, she should bring the Karban. Chatas Ov is even Bala Safek. But if on a Daraisa level, a woman who stopped bleeding can assume that even without a Hefsek Tara, she's no longer bleeding, then there's no Safek that she might be a Zava Gadola on a Daraisa level. And she should be allowed she shouldn't be allowed to bring a Karban. The idea, I mean, what do we say? That if a woman did a Hefsek Tara, did not do a Hefsek Tara, she did a Bedika and Matzah Tumei, and then didn't do a Bedika for days and days and days, and then 10 days later, she's Tahor. So that's going to be Mechayev a Karban. Because on a Daraisa level, we're Mesupak, she might still be Tumei. She might have still been Tumei when she dealt with Taros or whatever, when she ate Truma or whatever she did. She might have still been Tumei when she was Nichmas and Mikdash. I don't know. Right? On a Daraisa level, we're Mesupak. But if you hold that on a Daraisa level, you don't need to do a Hefsek Tara. On a Daraisa level, you just have to stop bleeding. So as long as she didn't bleed, she didn't know that she bled, so she, on a Daraisa level, we don't have a Safek. Therefore, she shouldn't have to bring a Chatas. The very fact that the Rambam allows her to bring a Chatas, because Chatas of is Baal HaSafek, assumes that on a Daraisa level, you have a Safek. Why do you have a Safek on a Daraisa level? Because you have a Chiyuv of a Hefsek Tara on a Daraisa level. So according to the Rambam, Hefsek Tara l'chora is a chiyuv d'oraisa. So that we discussed. There is another halacha that appears in Siv Gimel about washing herself off for the Hefsek Tara or prior to the Hefsek Tara. So Beis Yosef quotes in Mordechai. Mordechai writes, Mina kosher hu, kesheishim hafsek spetara. So mina kosher, when a woman does Hefsek Tara, lirchus v'lilbosh levanim, to wash out and to wear white. If she only washes out that area of her body, that's good enough too. So that's all quoted by the Rama in Sif Gimel, and Taras HaShlamim in Sif Kanvav explains a little bit more, and he says, Atamba calls that. Why is it? Why is it so important that a minute kosher, she's got to wash herself off before the Hefsek Tara? Do line the slachlich gufa uchaluka be'eza kesem, v'timtza betocha zayin akim. The Azain Tolan, Kemvor B'Samach Siv Yud. He says, because we're afraid that there may be residual blood that's there, that's going to show up during the Shiva Nikiyim, and it's going to ruin the Shiva Nikiyim. Meaning, what's Tarash Shalom saying? Why should she wash out? For whose benefit? For her benefit, just to protect herself. There may be blood that's still left there from before. You don't want that to show up during Shiva Nikiyim and cause you all sorts of problems. Lefizeh, in B'dievet Safra Shiva Nikiyim, below Rechitza Levisha Klal. So says some, and therefore, if she didn't wash off, and she never found a stain during Shiva Nikiyim, she's fine. With Teres Litbol. But you shouldn't veer from the minhag, so she should wash off beforehand. You shouldn't be Mishan of the minhag and do it without the Rechitza, unless she's traveling and she doesn't have the ability, she doesn't have a bath, she doesn't have a shower, she doesn't have access to fresh water, whatever. So if there's some reason, what some suggest is that she should keep baby wipes in a plastic bag, in a Ziploc bag or something, and keep that in her purse or something. So if she's ever in a desperate situation in Baderach, she could fulfill this minag kosher of washing off before the Shiva Nikiyim.
Yeah. Can you elaborate what you mean by washing off?
So we'll get into the details, I think, but just generally the upper thigh area and the vaginal area, just to make sure, inside, outside, right around that area, to make sure that that whatever blood is there. Now, why is this even allowed? Now, prior to doing a Hefsek Tara, you would think, prior to doing a Hefsek Tara, that's cheating, right? Imagine a woman cleans herself out before she does any bedika. So that would be cheating. You're not allowed to do that. So dafka by a Hefsek Tara, it's allowed, because the function of a Hefsek Tara is fundamentally different than the function of every other bedika that she's going to do during the Shiva Nikiyim. Meaning each time she's doing a bedika during the Shiva Nikiyim, she wants to know what was, what has happened. So to wash away all the evidence and then say, oh, nothing's happened, that's ridiculous. But for the Hefsek Tara, she knows what has happened. She's been bleeding. She's a Nida. What she's trying to do at the Hefsek Tara is to say, now, at this moment, and therefore going forward, Mikan Lahaba, I'm no longer bleeding. So for that, it's an Eitzah Tova. It's a good idea. Get rid of whatever was there. Because you don't care about what was there. You know what was there. And establish Mikan Lahaba. Rabbi Forrest just quotes in Atzei Levona that there's another reason that she should wash herself out, because the reverse is also a concern. Not only for her own good, like the Torah Shlomim said, but she might find a stain and say, ah, probably old blood. So we want to take away that excuse. We don't want her to be Mekel Yosef Midai. So we want to know that there is no old blood, so she can't rely on that. So some details about this ruchit. So the Shach and Sivkat Yud Beis talks about a chumrah to wash the entire body, like the Mordechai quoted. But washing her thighs is certainly enough. L'chora, baby wipes would work, as we mentioned. And the Razmaz Lashon really sounds like she can't even start the Shiva Nekiyim if she didn't do the washing. But it's not really clear why that would be the case. Darkei Tshuva quotes, there are some that are machmir about this, but in Aruch HaShulchan, Sivchav Beis, he's makel about that, and we're generally makel about that. Mina Kasher, for her own protection, for her own good, for her own benefit, but if for whatever reason she can't do it, it's still going to be okay. The Ramah in Aruch Chaim, in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Sifta Zayin, allows doing this washing even during the 9 days. Why?
It's not for pleasure.
Yeah, it's not a Ruchitza Shel Tanuk. For halacha, it's not really the shaltanuk. The shach and kufzad itaz yidveis allows on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim as well. The taz in shin pei aleph sivkat and beis, and the shach shin pei aleph sivkat and gimel during shiva also. She's sitting shiva, she wants to start her shiva nekiyim. That's good too. During shloshim, really the halacha is, I guess, if we ever get to learning avelus this year, which I hope to, the real halacha is that during shloshim, you're not allowed to bathe. Okay, so that we did away with a long time ago, you know, to not take a hot shower during Shlosh. So people were makbid during Shiva. So even that, you know, Shecht is ready. We're all listening to Sim, so people bathe even during Shiva. But really, Mikra didn't. Like, it's a real problem to bathe during Shiva. So, but for this, it's again, not Rechitz Shaltanuk, so that's going to be mutter. There is a discussion, like, how much can she clean herself out beforehand? Can she douche beforehand, which is like this really thorough washing? So before the Bedikas of Shiva Nekiyim, absolutely not. Even when it comes to the Hefsek Tara, Poskim say, if she's going to really thoroughly wash herself out, she's got to wait before she does the Hefsek Tara. Meaning, if she washes herself out at, 5 o'clock, then at 5:02, it's still too early to do that sitara, because you have to prove mikan alaba, but she still might be actively bleeding, and she didn't give it time to for the blood to appear. So they do require some waiting period. And then that brings us to the Chazanish, which we mentioned the other day. Chazanish in Simon Peyalev says that a woman with a medical condition that causes her to stain after her period is over, but she manages to produce a clean bedika, cannot begin Shiva Nekiyim. She produced a clean bedika. Isn't that what Hefsek Tara is all about? She produced a clean bedika. No, but she knows she's still bleeding. So you could produce a clean bedika, but if you know that you're still bleeding, then it doesn't do anything. She can't start a Shiva Nekiyim. That's what the Chazanish suggests. Why? The purpose of the Hefsek Tara is to prove there's no more blood. But she knows that there's more blood. So how does that relate to a woman who keeps on trying 1,000 times until she gets a clean Hefsek? Right, there are some women that, like, they'll try, let's say, Shkia's at, what time is Shkia? 5:35, right? So she'll try at 4:30, 4:35, 4:40, 4:45, 4:50, 4:50. She'll keep on trying over and over and over and over and over again until she finds one that is not going to be red, is not going to be Tamea. So the Badei HaShulchan says that, no earlier posek mentions this Chumra of the Chazanish, because they all assumed you would do a mochdachuk. But if you don't do a mochdachuk, then you can't rely on a hefsek that was a 1 in a million hefsek. Meaning you did 1,000, 1,000,000 hefsek taras, and one, I got one! So based on this chazanish, Badei HaShulchan is machni. However, Rav Avadia, in Tara Tabayit, Perek Yud Aleph, Pei Zresh Samach Gimel, says that the chazanish was only machmir if the woman has a known condition that will cause her more bleeding. This is not comparable to the case of the Chazon Ish. You know, over here, at some point, the bleeding is going to stop, right? In our case, she did 1,000 half-sick hours, which is not advisable, by the way. You would tell a woman, if she tried a couple of times and it didn't work, you're just not ready yet. It's okay to say, you know, you'll wait a day, you're just not ready. Because very often, by trying and trying and trying, she's going to cause herself irritation, and then she's going to have a harder time getting clean bedikos later on. So sometimes, less is more. You know, you say, you'll wait a day, and then just leave yourself alone, give yourself a rest, and then you'll be able to get clean bedikos the next day. But the ha'ara that Ravadi Yosef makes is that even if you want to be machmel like Chazon Ish, this isn't the same. Chazon Ish is talking about a case where the woman has a condition that she'll always keep on bleeding more and more and more. So you do a hefsek tara and it comes out clean, but you know she's going to bleed more, so that's no good. But if you did many bedikos, and you don't know that you can keep on bleeding, and it's got to end sometime, so maybe in between bedika 999 and bedika 1,000, that's when you stop bleeding. And therefore the hefsek tara would still work. So Rabbi Savlovsky points out that even the Badei HaShulchan and the Chazon Ish would probably be okay if there was some amount of time between attempts. Right? Meaning, there's no halacha that you're not allowed to try twice. Right? There's no halacha that you only get one shot at a hefsek tara. The halacha is you have to get a clean hefsek tara before the Shiva Nikim start. So there's got to be some amount of time that she can give herself to rest in between that would, even according to the Chazon Ish, and even according to the Badei HaShulchan, that would allow for a bedika. So he suggests that 15 minutes would suffice. Why? Because Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yardei Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Aleph. I mean, where did he come up with 15 minutes? Because Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yardei Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Aleph. What if a woman is during her Shiva Nikim, so she's got to do bedikos, but she just showered? And she cleaned herself really well in the shower. So can she do a bedika, a shiva nikiyim bedika right then? So Rosh says, give it 15 minutes. She's got to wait 15 minutes. Give a chance that something could happen. So kal v'chomer, when it comes to the hefsek tara, where it's really about mikano lahaba, it's not even about what's been. Rabbi Sablovsky thought that if you give 15 minutes of leeway in between, that she could try multiple hefsek tara. Again, most of the time, if she's tried more than two or three times, stop trying. But because it's, or if she tried once and the thing is like full of blood, and you're like 20 minutes to shkia, no chachmas over here. You know, like it's just going to aggravate her. If she tried 20 minutes before shkia and there's like a dot of blood, okay, so then maybe try 10 minutes, you know, before shkia, or according to herself, five minutes before shkia. And then maybe you'll avoid the thought of love. Then.
I was just confused by something you said. The Badei HaShulchan says that the Chazon Ish is only talking about when women are doing moch dachuch. Doesn't the Shulchan say that they should always do moch dachuch?
Yeah, yeah. So you should always do moch dachuch, right? What?
You don't have to.
You only have to on day one.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's a right.
Meaning, most of the time, if a woman is doing 1,000 hefsek taras, she will not do a mokdach. She's not going to risk it.
Just Mitzia's question: what does it help to go do a hefsek tara if she really is still bleeding the next day when she does a bedika? If for the Chazon Ish's case, is she going to find blood the next day?
Well, I mean, maybe it'll be pachs mikagris.
Well, in bedika, she's
going to. Oh no! Maybe she's able to produce clean bedikas, but she knows that she has this condition that the dam is going to keep on coming. But maybe the dam will come in such a way that it'll be possibly gris. She'll find the chassidish paisek who doesn't see red. You know, she'll figure something out.
Why does Rav Moshe say 15?
What?
Why does it say 15 minutes?
I don't know. I think he just thought that was reasonable. I don't think that's a halacha. I think that's an assessment. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll talk about... all right, there's a lot more to talk about. Still in Hefsek Tara.